Once again, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jim Packard.
Yes, indeed.
Once again, thank you, Jim Packard.
Yes, indeed, Michael.
I can do that, too.
I know you can, Michael.
Jim Packard. You just got to pronounce all the letters in the words. It's that easy. Why doesn't my husband want me to mention him on the radio? Carol Babbitt. I don't know, Carol. Why do you suppose? Is he wanted? Huh? Where is she? Oh, there she is. Okay. No, I don't. I'm not accusing you of being Carol, or of mentioning her husband, for that matter. Yes, we're going to get to the bottom of this, I think, right off the bat here. Are you Carol Babbitt? Marion, Iowa? This is your life, Carol. Congratulations. How are you?
Pretty good. I came to this show because my friend Mary Christine O'Brien just adores you and your show. We now own all your books.
Where is she?
She was planned to come here today and had to watch her nephew, Jack. Hello, Jack. I know they're
Jack
listening.
He's old enough to watch himself.
He's six.
He's 6 years old. That's plenty old enough to watch.
So instead, my mother came today. Hi, dear. And it's her first Michael Feldman experience.
She doesn't adore me nearly as much as Mary Christine Louise
O'Brien.
Does she?
Well, my mother's beginning
to. Hi. You're very adorable, too, I must say. I hope you like me as much. Yeah, I think we're getting very close.
I think so.
I can see it. There's a spark.
I think so, yes. Anyway, yeah. I asked
But your husband is a whole different matter.
He is. I've only been married about a year.
Okay.
And when I left
what
today...
What were you doing before that?
Things.
Does your mother know about that part of your life?
We need to face this way.
Don't you kind of wonder why she waited quite a while, really? Yes.
When I went to leave today, I said, now listen to the radio. I might be on the radio. And he goes, don't talk about me.
Okay. Well, we should probably respect that.
No, we shouldn't, Brian Ray Babbitt.
Why would he think it's a little presumptuous to think that we would talk about him, though?
Well, you know, I've only been married a year. Yeah. And, of course, I think he's adorable and affectionate and sweet and perfect, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's just 1 year in, though. I didn't even last that long. But I was out from the beginning, and I recall ever having a period where any of those things applied to me.
Alzheimer's.
So that's pretty good.
It is. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And what else can we say about him then? Why wouldn't he want people to know that he's perfect?
He's a little bit shy.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Brian.
Brian, get over it. She loves you, man.
I do.
She loves you. She wants to talk about you. That's
thank
all.
You.
Yeah, thanks, dear, very much.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks. Say hello to Mary Louise O'Brien, Parker, Shaughnessy. Shane Rosado, is it? Score. What?
That's me.
Yeah, do that again.
Score.
Come on, Shane. You scored, man. How are you, man?
Pretty good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
You're a cool dude. I like the shirt and everything.
Thank you.
I like the look and everything. Okay, here, wait a second. Me and Shane. We're doing the score sign. And you're what, 10th grade where?
Vinton Shelsburg High School.
Cool. Good school?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Are you doing a lot of activities there or?
Football, yeah.
Football? What do you play? Football?
Yeah, okay.
That's a good thing to play when you're on football.
Yeah. Split end.
Split ends, that's okay. It's your shampoo, man.
We didn't do so good last night.
You didn't do so good? What happened?
We lost.
Like, to
Central DeWitt. We lost like 40 to Zip.
Whoa. Well, let's not split ends over that.
It's 4-4 now.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. You'll come back from that.
Yeah.
It's a learning opportunity.
That's why I came here. I thought you'd give me some wisdom.
Yeah, go out for tennis or something.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about all those other guys, just you out there, you know, flailing around.
Volleyball.
Volleyball is good, too.
Yeah.
Doing pretty good in that?
Yeah.
What I don't understand, Shane, is your obsession with a bachelor party. What is this?
I just wanted to know what your ideal bachelor party would be like.
You know, I'm so far from being concerned about bachelor. To me, just to be a bachelor would be party enough, you know what I mean?
I was thinking maybe you'd do something like off the movie Hangover or something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wind up on the Las Vegas hotel roof, yeah. I think, after 3 days in the sun would be.
With a lion in your motel.
With a lion in your motel. Yeah, I think that would be ideal. Have you thought about this? Are you already planning your bachelor party?
Yeah, I just want to skip everything except being knocked out by Mike Tyson.
You have a girl in mind in case you have to get married at the end of the whole thing, you know? That's the only drawback to it.
No.
Okay, good. Thanks, man. You rule. That's Shane. He's cool. See, now this is what I wanted to get into with Mike earlier, and it was like pulling teeth. Do you know the Indian legend of Piasta and Potosi? Huh? Who wrote this? I don't know. It's unsigned. You wrote this? Can you tell us that legend? Can you embellish it a little bit? You can't? What?
I know very little of the legend.
Why would you ask about it then?
I was hoping you would know.
How would I know what the legend of Piasta and Potosi is? I just happen to know that?
Potosi is a Wisconsin town. I thought maybe you knew the history of Western.
I don't know Sheboygan either. What are you giving me? Potosi. The history of Sheboygan and Shabazi. I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
It's an Indian legend based.
Good. Now make it good.
Based on unrequited love and young lovers who part. That's about all I know.
She's not the one who jumped at the waterfall, is she?
Might have been.
Okay. Well, thanks. Do you know the legend here?
Nope.
Yeah. Is this your father?
Yep.
Does he always do this?
Not all the time.
Thank you. Very well put. Not all the time is an excellent answer, dear. What? Okay. Well, there's the legend. A little history there, if you want that. Huh? Oh, here's the whole legend. Can you do it upright?
I don't know much about the legend, but the chief, the Indian chief, was Potosi, and his daughter was Piasta, who evidently was very attracted to, or vice versa, Julian Dubuque. Yes, and they're saying that they married, but we're not really sure about that. But we own a Julian Dubuque original letter written by Julian Dubuque. Mm-hmm. See, I know. Why didn't you? We're fourth generation Dubuquers. We've been here a long time. Okay.
Thank you very much. That was very good. What does the letter say that you have?
Well, it's written in French, and it's to his partner in St. Louis, trying to talk him out of suing him, and it didn't work.
Well, then it sounds authentic.
It's authentic, and he didn't get anywhere with it. So, yeah, it was a good move.
Next time we come, you bring the letter. Wow. Those for me? She's not going to give up her morels. That's going to. Yeah, she's got morals. Yeah, so. Very nice, very nice. Thank you. And you are?
Fran and Ellen Hinkles.
Fran and Ellen?
Hinkles.
Fran and Ellen. She's somebody else.
Fran and Ellen Hinkles. Fran and Ellen Hinkles, ladies and gentlemen. The Hinkles, ladies and gentlemen. See? Next time it's the Hinkles.
Michael.
And then, huh? What? I'm going to make you blow it.
Yeah. Okay. I will if I have to.
Don't.
All right.
Just so I got to say hello, Denise Bright is here. In the same room? Yes. Because she she says, I made my husband drive 3 hours to attend a show he has never listened to. What will I have to do in return? And I thought we should deal with that. True?
It is true. I listen every Saturday while I'm cleaning the house, so I know how I have to space my time. Yeah. And sometimes I run the vacuum when the guys are playing the music.
Excellent. No. No, that's a service. That's a service we provide. And then Jim says anything, that's when you add the laundry, the softener.
So we're sitting here this morning, and he says, now, is this a show that I hear every Saturday, and they ask people stupid questions, and is that what we're doing here? So I'm a little afraid of what he's going to.
Yeah, no, but now that you see it, has your opinion changed considerably?
It's a wonderful show, and I'm glad I was able to make it.
Well, thank you on behalf of the whole stupid idea. Thank you, dear. There is the one lingering question of what she will have to do in return.
I'll give that one some thought.
Good for you. All right, good. That works out. Well, okay, so we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because we didn't get to everyone the first time. And you won't get everyone this time either, but, you know, we need to... Now, you know, I'm thinking this... Yeah, I'm thinking the gentleman in the very back row there. Yeah, you, sir. It's because you're in the very back row. And I sort of like people who sit in the very back row. I don't know why. They want to be here, but they don't want to be involved, you know, usually. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
That's a form of greeting where I come from.
That's in here, too.
I didn't mean to...
No, you didn't.
Okay. And you are?
I'm Andy.
Andy? Are you from around here, Andy?
Yes, I am.
Dubuque?
Born and raised.
Maybe you know something about this town. About Dubuque.
I know a lot of things about Dubuque. What would you like to hear?
Just give me one good reason why you should play this quiz, Andy, and we'll take it from there.
You know, I should play the quiz because I'm the treasurer of the Dubuque Area Chamber of Commerce, and I think that entitles me to preferential treatment.
All right. Chamber of Commerce, boy. Okay, Mr. CFC. Come on up here.
Yes, the chamber.
Chamber. All right. And the treasurer, the best job. Do you use a last name as well? Or?
Yeah, my last name is Wilberding. I was from the north side. I'm a German.
Okay, that's good.
And my father always used to tell me that when he was a kid, and he's been passed away for quite a while, but he said when he was a kid, if you were a German and you went below 4th Street, you were going to get a butt kicking, and vice versa if you were Irish.
Okay. And did you find that to be true in your youth?
No, by that time, that had all died out.
Yeah.
But this is 4th Street right out here.
4th Street is the dividing line where that elevator thing goes up there to thing there.
Yeah.
So that was it. That was the wall there, the Great Wall.
The Great Wall of Dubuque is what they didn't call it.
Yeah. And it was the German kids and the Irish kids?
German kids and the Irish kids. For some odd reason, they didn't seem to like one another. Have you been on the elevator? Have you ridden the elevator?
No, because I said we were going to go on to it, and then Jim said they lure you on there. Like, you go on there, and you don't have to pay. Like, it's free.
Pry it open. It's your wallet. Pry it open. It's a bucket. What is it, a bucket
and a half?
It's
not my wallet. It's Jim. Jim would...
Okay, I'll tell you what.
You pry open Jim's wallet. I dare you.
I give you...
that you need temperament to not...
That's right.
...to pry open. So, growing up here, where'd you go to school and all that kind of stuff?
Grade school, I went to Sacred Heart grade school.
Sacred Heart.
And,
come on, Sacred Heart.
Go Sacred Heart.
Go Sacred Heart.
And then I went to Wallert High School.
Wallert.
And Loras College.
All right. Okay, then. Pretty good, then. Just stayed in the system, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And to this day, I can't figure out why, but I did.
Yeah.
I mean, the Catholic system.
Yeah. Did you marry an Irish lass by any chance?
Well.
That would have been cool. Then it would come full circle this whole thing.
Actually, I sort of did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean,
most excellent.
Her last name was Dunn, and she was a beautiful redhead, Irish.
Wonderful.
Sort of, kind of Irish-German mix.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So we come full circle on this and bring everything together. I like that. I like it when that happens. That's a great thing. Now, at the Chamber of Commerce, is that all you do for a living? Is it your treasurer of the Chamber?
Do I look like I'm starving?
No, you don't look like you're starving or anything. I'm just saying, but, you know.
No, I'm in
treasurer gets to keep only, what, 10%?
The treasurer gets to keep absolutely nothing.
Yeah, of course. That's what I meant to say.
But we do have a great chamber here. We have a wonderful, active, thriving Chamber of Commerce, and it's a good thing.
Excellent. Okay. But do you do anything else for a living?
Yeah, I'm director of finance for A.Y. McDonald Manufacturing Company.
Well, there you go. And they manufacture what?
We manufacture, our primary business is we have a brass foundry and a machine shop, and we make the stuff that gets buried underground that gets water from the water main into your house.
There you go. A very important
it
function in our
is.
Society. Because without it, nothing would get in your
house.
You
would be very thirsty.
Or out of our house. Well, Andy, thank you and for joining us here. And to play the quiz, someone else calls in, right, Jim?
That's right. They grab the telephone.
How do they do that, Jim?
Grab the phone and dial 563-556-1284. An easy way to remember that is Joe 5561 Bug.
Okay. And we're looking here at the as much talked about over the years, that the current pig to Iowan ratio. You hear it bandied about all the time, and it's documented. The pig to Iowan ratio within how many pigs, Jim?
70.
It's a ratio, Jim.
Oh, a ratio.
Yeah.
All right. Just 2-1.
Oh, just stay out of it, Jim. You know. The current pig to Iowan ratio. If you know that, give us a call. You get to play in the quiz here with Andy. And Corey's online in Dubuque. Hey, Corey.
Hello.
Pardon me?
I said hello.
Oh, hello.
And I'd like to say hi to my wife, Penny, who's out there in the audience.
She is? Penny, it's your husband. No, she's not here. I don't know where she told you she was going. Sorry. Can't help you there. No, she's here. She just waved and everything. So, Corey, the current pig to Iowan ratio is?
I'm going to guess 2-1.
Oh, a little more than that, Corey.
Okay.
Thanks, though, for trying. Wife says hi. Kevin in Dubuque. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
How are you?
Real good.
Real good. The pig to Iowan ratio?
Oh, 8-1.
Who said more than that in the background?
That was you.
That was me?
8-1.
What'd you say?
8-1.
6-1?
6-1.
Yes, that's right. 6-1. For a minute, I thought you said 8-1. Well, it's 5.5-1. That's close enough. Closer than 8, and I just can't keep going on with this whole thing. So, Kevin, what do you do? Can you turn your radio down, Kevin? Because otherwise, I will go crazy.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Let me get it off, right?
Yeah, just or break it if you have to. Just give it a good kick with a good boot.
Got it?
Yep. Are you at home now, Kevin?
I'm at home.
You are? So what are you supposed to be doing right now?
Well, I'm just waiting to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, work at the elevator.
You do?
Yeah.
So what's the deal with it? You get on it, and it seems like it's free, Jim
That's
says.
That's right, free ride up, but it costs to get back.
Well, it costs to get out, though, doesn't it? I mean, they charge you to get out of the darn
sure.
thing.
Sure.
Well, that's not fair. Can you just ride back down and not get out and not pay anything?
That wouldn't be a round trip then, would it?
No, it wouldn't be anything because you wouldn't have left.
The big question is, who takes the one way?
No one, I would think, unless you live in that house up there.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's for me then.
Oh, that's where you live?
At the bottom.
You live at the bottom?
I live on the other side of the tracks.
Oh, you do? Okay. Kevin, you're a confusing guy. I'm surprised we haven't had you on the show earlier. Kevin, this is Andy. He's with the Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Andy.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Real good. Are you getting any of that foreign money in?
Oh, that foreign money is pouring in, isn't it, Andy?
I have no idea what
oh,
you mean.
Oh, there's lots of foreign money. It's pouring in. They're funneled in it into Dubuque. A lot of the foreign money.
Hey, good.
You guys are a team right now, and Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, Kevin, you pick the first one.
How about current events?
Current events. So who's watching the elevator right now if you're not there?
I think Gene is.
Okay, good. Not only is it iconic, it's huge, is the statement made on this. It was something that came up earlier in the show, actually. Not only is it iconic, it's huge. The question is, what is? Current events here in Dubuque?
It would be a Grant Wood statue of the American Gothic down at the museum.
All right.
Yeah.
It would be. Kevin.
Absolutely.
Man. I like you, Kevin.
Okay.
I bet everybody likes
you,
though, right?
Too.
Yeah.
One right and no wrong.
He's a likable guy.
He's very likable.
Yeah. He probably would let you ride for free.
Oh,
no,
well,
I doubt
Michael
it.
Baby for you.
Well,
for you,
it's
maybe.
Jim, you know.
And Jim, oh, I
yeah.
guess.
I can pay. I don't mind.
I can work something out with
okay.
Amy.
What's the score there, Jim? Did you say?
One right, no wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Jimmy?
People, places, school, science, odds and ends.
Andy, what do you have?
Let's go with people.
People it is. All right. Some kind of survey results. All right. 1 in 2, 1 in 10, or 1 in 67 Iowans will drive into a deer. Will.
Oh, let me have that again.
Yes, 1 in 2, 1 in 10, or 1 in 67 Iowans
will
at some time or other drive into a deer.
Having driven
into a deer?
Yeah, into a deer, yeah. I'm guessing it's probably 1 in 10.
Okay. Okay. Mm. What are you guessing, Kevin?
I would think it would be maybe 1 in 67.
What you thinking?
What do you think?
It's such an odd number why would it be in there otherwise?
Well, I've never
They're clapping around here, Kevin, so that could mean that.
Yeah.
If we stall long enough, we might get the hint.
Well, and Andy's in the Chamber of Commerce. You know, they're always inflating stuff anyhow. So.
Not here.
So you're saying 1 in 67? Is that what you're going?
Yeah,
with?
I'll go along with the 1 in 67.
Yes, 1 in 67. Will, that's just reported though, so it's probably higher than that. You're right. And none of the deer report it, so we don't even know from point of view.
Whatever. Two right and no wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Jim?
Places, school, science, odds and ends.
Kevin?
Oh, how about something I should have learned in school?
Okay. So what's involved actually in running that elevator? Is there a lot, you need expertise to do that, Kevin?
Well,
is there a lever inside? Or
yes, buttons.
There's buttons?
You got to push the buttons.
Oh, cool.
I'm a button pusher.
Cool. What did you want, school?
School, please.
Okay. Every student at Loras College is entitled to one of the following. Is it an Xbox 360, an iPad, or a Lenovo ThinkPad?
That's going to be a Lenovo ThinkPad.
Thinking it's a ThinkPad.
I know they have a laptop, so that would be it.
Okay, I think it should be the Xbox 360, but you're right, it is a Lenovo ThinkPad.
Right.
Oh, that's good, though, because you won the quiz. And you could stop right here. However, Jim...
They can go on, and they can try for the mother load. They do have to answer 2 questions correctly from our 3 remaining categories and win a treasure trove of prizes. However, if they miss either one of those, all they get is directions to a Brightbox north of Dubuque.
I know the way to...
You were close to Brightbox.
We
you
were
just
close.
Had to keep going
it
on the road
It was like the celestial
on.
City. You could see it in the distance, but you could never arrive. So, are you going to go on, gentlemen?
Andy? Motherload?
Oh, yeah.
Motherload.
Temperament.
Yeah. All right. Got to get them both right, Jim. What's left there?
Categories are places, science, odds, and ends.
Places, science, and odds, and ends. Andy, I think it's back to you, isn't it?
Let's do places.
Places. This could be anywhere. Question reads, it's right behind the H Avenue sign, right where it goes from 60 to 55 on I-380 South. What is?
Oh, that would be the TV cameras to give you tickets.
Kevin!
You want to know how many I got?
You know all these questions, Kevin. You're good, man. That's right. Oh, unless you disagree. Yes. All right. Yeah, it's the latest one. First one when you're going south. So it's in Cedar Rapids there.
I never would have thought you could prepare for the quiz, but apparently Kevin has.
Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did a good job, too, Kevin. All right, that's good. So you're very close, 1 question away from the whole thing.
That's right, 4 right and no wrong, and it comes to science or odds and ends.
Science or odds and ends, Kevin.
Oh, no good at science, so odds and ends.
Odds and ends, okay. All right, Dubuque's Fay Oliver Farwell was an inventor. I'll take that and just go on, I guess. Did he invent, which of the following did he invent? The camp chair, the combined anvil and vise, or a way to shoot bullets through a propeller without hitting the blades? Dubuque's Fay Oliver Farwell, quite an accomplished inventor.
Okay, Kevin, I'm trying to use my Jim Packard voice here.
Well, I know where he lived, up on Zenon Place.
Oh.
But I don't know if he was...
Too bad that wasn't the question.
I would say...
Where did he live?
I'm guessing it's not shooting bullets through a propeller.
I'm guessing, too, that.
That's pretty important, though, if you're trying to shoot bullets and you're in a plane and you're trying to shoot those guns.
But did they have a plane?
If you shoot the propeller off, a lot of people don't think about that. That's a disadvantage.
Really?
In aerial combat.
I was sitting on the camping chair there, but I could be swayed.
Okay, so what's it going to be, gentlemen? You just got to agree on that.
So the other one was the combination anvil and vise?
Yeah.
Is that? I don't know.
That's
don't
a
know.
Handy thing to have. We used to have one.
I don't know, but somebody just, I just heard
answer.
Somebody say bullets.
On one.
Bullets. Well, maybe he was working down by the shot tower. And
So you're saying the shoot bullets through a propeller without hitting the blades?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, and so are the other two. It's a trick question. He invented all those things. Unbelievable.
Well, Kevin, while you're on the elevator, you'll proudly wear T-shirts proclaiming Decorah Lutheran's Gone Wild or Dubuque, the Iowa Riviera from Ray Gunn of Des Moines, the greatest store in the universe. And from Riverlights Bookstore, located on Main Street in downtown Dubuque, you've won Albert Quaskey's The Old Lady in Dubuque's Town, A Memory Diary, and Iowa Curiosities by Eric Jones and Dan Coffey with Barrett Thorkelson. And recall the latest moments in radio from the last quarter century with the CD compilation, The First 25 of the Hardest, from Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Andy, you'll be promoting Iowa Public Radio with a handsome charcoal gray T-shirt, a cozy fleece jacket, and a large black ceramic mug, all with the Iowa Public Radio logo, along with Ann Garrell's book, Naked in Baghdad, and a CD of music featured on Iowa Public Radio. Then add some flavor to your meals with a collection of cookies, barbecue sauces, the award-winning sauces America loves to eat, along with a cookbook by Speed the Sauce Man Herrig from Cookies Food Products in Wall Lake, Iowa. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.